Man, Carlos Miller just here to let you know that we are expanding the merchandise department. Look at this. Check out these pastel colors that we got. You feel me? What's that? Light purple? What's that like? It's a boy blue. What's this right here? This like, oh, you think you cute? You just think you cute with this shit on, don't you? Look, that's right. That's 85 South. Make sure you go hit the website, 85apparelco.com. And I'm telling you, we taking over, bro. I think the ladies is gonna really enjoy these right here. And I'm talking about for all the hustlers out there, that's if you're still living, grab you something that say 85 South on it, bro. I'm talking about a t-shirt. I'm talking about a hat. I'm talking about some socks. I'm talking about a something. It ain't nothing to it. Hit the website. It's right here. You see where my fingers point? That's where the website go. Make sure you put the website right here. But look, go out there and support the 85 South Show.
We're going to where?
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio?
I think it's like Freeman's Coliseum or something. Is it Freeman?
That's where we're going. Appreciate that, Craig. Because that's where we're going, Craig. How the hell you going to get fired on your off day, Craig?
That's Craig.
Because we're going to San Antonio. Don't worry about it.
When I go home to San Antonio,
mm-hmm,
where the buffalo roam,
uh-huh,
I'll be there.
Say no more, man. Ride the buffalo.
I get my tickets from 85SouthShow.com. Facts. But usually I just show up to these shows and tell them I'm Carlos Miller and don't even get no ticket.
Facts.
I'm on the talent.
Come on, man. We ain't bullshitting. Better bring your ass, San Antonio.
August 25th.
Where we going? You see it.
Where we going, Joe? What city? Fort Worth, Texas. Oh, we're in Fort Worth, Texas.
Well, we're in Fort Worth, Texas at that little spot. Tell them.
We'll be at Dickies Arena. You know, like Dickies, like the work pad.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Yeah, that will be there. Fort Worth, come fuck with us, man.
D-I-C-K. Oh, that's
stop, right, man. You just wanted to spell dick.
I thought we were going to ride
a city. Crazy, trend, man. We can't sell tickets like that. You playing.
Hey, come check us out.
We'll be in Fort Worth, Texas. It's going down. You can get your tickets at the website, 85SouthShow.com.
Hey, my
the nigga had
always
a small. This nigga had animals on him.
No.
You had animals on you.
Crabs.
No, they are crabs. They, nigga,
they're literally
they're
crabs.
They're animals, my nigga.
Oh, no, I ain't had crabs.
Yes, I know you did. That shit older than you.
No motherfucking no critters bite on me. That's nice. Like,
no, that's crabs. Like,
I ain't had no motherfucking
you had.
Yeah, like that. My grandma used to tell me about that.
They call it jockeys.
No, that's different. This nigga here. This nigga.
You told me I had crabs, but I really had jockeys.
Nope. Nope. Or you had crabs and a nigga told you you had jackets.
No, I had no critters. I know I had roaches. I ain't had no damn bugs.
No, but they microscopic. You can't see them bitches. You gotta look under. They small.
Nigga, you don't think I look, nigga?
No, you can't look. You gotta have
any nigga in their right mind.
Nigga black, man, what the fuck is that, man?
No, listen.
You're not listening.
You're not listening to me, bro.
Nah, that ain't
give me
them.
No, no, shit.
If you had crabs, you would know.
Them shit is microscopic, nigga.
Nigga told me I had crab, but I had jacket.
Who the fuck told you that? You said the nigga told you? No.
This nigga just showing his dick to anybody. What I got? What is that?
What is your
my nigga, what is it?
What I got?
What's wrong with you? Is it my feet and my dick, Andrew?
What I got? What I got?
Well, the good news is you got jock itch and athlete's foot. You got the jock itch from scratching your feet.
From scratching your dick.
Nigga, you been scratching your dick with your feet.
Hold on.
The fuck you been doing?
Boy, wait, what's up, man?
Where the fuck you been?
You been scratching your dick with your feet?
Boy, you done
oh, my goodness. Oh, boy, you been scratching your dick with your feet? This nigga been
he said with your feet.
Boy, that was never here, bro.
Amazon style.
Man, what's wrong with you? Hey, what's wrong with you?
You show this nigga everybody. What I got?
But you stupid, bro.
That bitch said with your
oh, shit.
No, that jogger.
That's fungus. That's the same shit as ringworm.
Goddamn.
DC, yeah. you nasty, bro.
I can't help that. I was a real athlete.
Bro.
Nah, that ain't even what we'll be.
I was an athlete.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. Hey, that jockey is a motherfucker.
That jockey's so serious, but all that playing football.
Nigga, because I was, this how it happened. Nigga, I'm taking my son to swim.
So you got jockeys, too?
That ain't got shit to do with it. Yes, it do. I had the jockeys before. I done had that.
Now it comes out.
No. First of all, remember this nigga started with crap.
That's all he heard.
This nigga started with crap, so you had it too. Nigga, you had it first. Don't try to do me.
Yeah.
Nigga said, he didn't want to be left by himself.
I was misdiagnosed.
It wasn't crap. That jock is, if it comes from moisture and being out in the sun, sweating, and all that extra shit. So anybody got the damn near potential to have this shit.
So if your balls get sweaty,
nigga, it's over with. I had to get the cream and the spray. First of all, I was doing it wrong. I sprayed one spray because I said, this is the jock itch. I sprayed it, the shit burnt my nuts up. The shit was hot. Then the motherfucker, I said, ah! don't say nothing about this.
nigga,
I'm looking and the shit talking about relief. I said, nigga, did I buy the wrong one? What the fuck?
This nigga bought some Tenectin.
Some hot, bro.
Yeah, then they say in certain ones you're not supposed to. Bro, because the shit, man.
Cream and the spray.
That boy
said,
burnt my shit
up, boy.
Hell no. Because I tried, look, this is what I was getting. I went off what you said.
No, I did that.
I went to the store, everything that said jock it.
Right.
I said, give me this one. Give me this one.
How to live it?
They said, help with athletes put in jockeys. I said, give me that.
The spray got me, boy. He said, the spray, boy.
Listen, bro. Can't be scratching your dick
on your feet. Nigga.
Listen, bro. But see, listen, bro. I ain't gonna cap, right?
That nigga said.
I used to be a little hornball,
with
bro.
Your feet,
boy. I used to be tripping, bro. I remember. I used to be in this little summer camp, right?
You sat with your feet, boy. Hold on.
I used to go to the bathroom and go crazy.
What'd you say? Ooh. Wait a minute. Hold on. What the fuck you just say?
Appreciate it, guys.
What did you just say? What'd you just say, bro?
When I was young, bro,
wow.
I used to be a little hornball, bro.
You straight, go,
bro, listen, bro. I want them kids, like, I was fucking.
Yeah, you got some coke.
God damn, This nigga gave you.
Straight,
nigga gave you bomb top alcohol.
I don't give a minute or something. I had to be on top my chest up. What are they?
Straight jacket.
You gonna be 6'8 by the time you get
whiskey.
Yeah,
Jack Wiz. Yeah. Before you leave.
I fuck with the Brown, too. These niggas been on the road. Well, these niggas don't drink.
I'm talking about like that nigga with the ER at the end. Jack Daniels.
I don't drink. I tried. But you know what? Well, I ain't never go to Brown, though, so I can't really say I drink.
Big-ass Confederate flag coming in the... I don't know what town I was coming in. Nah, this was coming through Georgia.
Nigga, you probably up through that bitch Moultrie. Hey, I'm telling you.
That was the biggest, the Confederate flag.
Well, you might have been about Tifton.
Well, they get serious through him. I mean, big flag. Well,
they let you know, bud.
They let you know.
We gonna call you, nigga.
So I'm gonna tell you, if you're coming between here and Tallahassee, that Moultrie Tifton area, them niggas will get you for that shit. And they want to get you because you a rapper. They got me. This was when I was going to school in Tallahassee and shit. I ain't know. I'm thinking I'm on the interstate, but it's one of these little back roads. You get off, you know.
So I hate coming through up here when
I'm on that shit. Well. They got the roadblock, nigga. I done went past them. That nigga said, hey! Get back here!
You were looking for me?
He said, why you go back to the roadblock? I said, I thought it was an accident.
I thought it was an accident for real, bro.
You know, nigga searched me, found the weed, but then they started bragging. They was like, yeah, we get a lot of people through here. You heard of Trick Daddy?
Oh, we got him. The
name. Motherfuckers started naming people.
He was
like,
the name. They glorified that. The nigga said
Red Man real name. He said, you ever heard of Reggie Noble? Red Man got him too.
He said, him too.
This nigga
got him too.
You know who else like that? West Georgia, the school, yeah. University of West Georgia. Nigga, yeah. I go down there and do a show. I'm talking about police is literally laughing, doing the whole nine. Homecoming, these folks pay me homecoming. Nigga, I'm leaving the premises. I see the police coming across the campus. They going like, whoo. I'm like, damn. They coming in. They going to get somebody. I'm like, well, fuck, University of West Georgia, let go. Nigga, by the time we get up out of here, man, all the police behind me, nigga, pull me over. Get me out the car. They like, yeah, man, you know, we smelled weed before you got into school. And I was like, I ain't smoked no weed before I went on no school camp. Y'all nigga tripped, so y'all waited there. Y'all plotted the whole time. When I was in school, making everybody laugh. I took a picture with you, and you.
They might have just been fucking with you.
You know what happened?
You know what happened?
What happened?
They found out how much you was getting paid. And they looked at how much they was getting paid. And they said, oh, no, fuck that.
We ain't having that.
Hey!
Yeah. They ain't really giving me nothing. They were down the street.
They didn't give you nothing to you. To them. They was like, nigga, that's 4 days of overtime.
that nigga hard,
by the time I left the gym, Buster left, I'm seeing them coming. Like, they coming full speed. And I'm like, damn, where they going? They getting right behind me as soon as I get out the camera.
Hell no.
I'm like, nigga, you just escorted me, and the whole time you were plotting the
y'all
whole
video. Y'all had ample amount of time to say some shit, ask questions.
We living at the family reunion.
And y'all gonna pull
we
some
like, yeah,
shit
come
like
on,
this.
We gonna get his ass. Yeah, I'm like, y'all so soft.
Oh, shit.
I ain't never blasphemed nothing on that shit. I was just like, fuck that shit. They don't know now, but
hell no.
That shit happened like about a year and a half ago.
Pull me over for some tent. I gotta write the warning though. I was like, oh, here you go.
We recording.
The nigga wrote the
warning. We going?
That nigga wrote the warning and then asked for some tickets to the show.
We just roll into it. A lot of times, normally we be like, we talk shit and we gonna roll into it.
We good. But
we warming up our voices.
Nigga, my boy, he gave you a ticket
and asked for tickets at the show?
He gave me a written warning.
Appreciate that one.
And then asked for some tickets to the damn show.
Police pulled me over the
day.
It was 3-call deep.
He wrote me a warning and then asked for some tickets.
Nigga, please.
Hey, Ryder gave that nigga tickets to the wrong show.
I would've been like, David Ruggles.
Nigga, like, please. Just bring this with you. That'll be your ticket.
Just show him the ticket.
Nigga,
I had three police calls pull me over today, right?
Damn. Today?
Nigga, they get behind me early in the morning. As soon as I drop my kids off of school. Because I see him, I'm like, damn. But they loaded for somebody. They coming. Pull me over. You walk up. I'm looking at him. I got a certain demeanor when I talk to the police. I'm real stiff. It's not stiff. I'm like still. More so, I'm watching every move. I'm making sure I watch my every move. But I'm in control the whole time. He like, man, 10 little dog, ain't it? Nigga, I roll my window up. Nigga, it's see-through like a motherfucker. I'm like, you see me, I see you. You feel me? He like, nah, I'm bullshitting, nigga. We just stopping you, nigga. We saw you. We just fucking with you. I said, gang, first of all, I'm going to be real. You blew my high. And
You blew my eye.
And y'all six deep, man. Oh, no, nah, we fuck with you, nigga.
Nah, hell nah.
I'm like, damn.
Y'all be tripping.
Y'all be doing, y'all, how y'all have fun.
You know what y'all
do? Why?
Georgia police don't play, though.
Huh?
They say Georgia police don't play, though.
No, I'm just not giving the proper respect.
No. He ain't wrong. No. He ain't wrong. Atlanta police is what he talking about. Georgia.
Georgia,
once you go outside this
we got about 200
people. Georgia.
You ain't in Georgia.
My nigga.
I had Brookhaven.
And they gonna ask you too, where you headed? Atlanta?
I ain't gonna say every time, but damn near every time I get stopped coming up on speeding ticket, every guy.
Slow your ass down. Your foot heavy.
Well, heavier than
pick
a
your ass, pick your fat foot heavy ass. Nigga just be pick your shit
laying
up.
On the head,
I already know the nigga, Florida nigga. You be riding down 10, don't you? Go. So, the speed limit on 10 is do what you feel.
Until you hit Madison.
Yeah, yeah.
Until you hit Madison County, boy. God damn, you fuck off with Madison County.
That shit do what you feel,
nigga. That's in Florida.
Yeah, that's in Florida.
Yeah.
And Madison, like, right, one of them little...
And,
like, how y'all say, like, them little backwoods cities. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how Madison is, boy. Like, hell, yeah, if it's 60, over. You do 30 through that bitch. Like, boy, Madison don't fuck off, boy.
Soon as they,
oh, I hate going
as soon as Atlanta had done signed the bill, say, man, 27 grams, you getting... Having in your car is a misdemeanor. I'm in Brookhaven. I got like 11 gram on me. First of all, I'm in the right turning lane.
But hold on, but you said Atlanta said.
Atlanta yeah, said, yeah. But I'm in Brookhaven. Brookhaven said, first of all, I'm in the right turning lane, but then use my right turning signal. I said, sir, I can only go one way. It's like, you want me to click, you want me to come on, bro? I'm in the right lane.
I can only go one way.
I can only go one way, guy. You want to see the signal, my boy?
For real.
God damn. He said, I see the weed in the car. I'm like, nigga, I literally looked at him like, nigga, I saw the nude in the morning. Like, yeah, nigga, you see the weed, nigga?
We good.
We good.
What you want, son?
What you, what's your way? He like, he said, you know you ain't in Atlanta, right? I was like, you want me to put this up? You want me to put this up? Yeah, I'm tripping. I'm tripping.
He's like, you want me to put this
I'm
up?
I'm tripping. So this is a felony. You know what? I wasn't there.
You know what time it is?
What?
I said it for D.C.
October
5th. Duval, we back.
Jacksonville.
Come on, White Star.
Gotta go to Jacksonville.
You already know what it is. We coming through. Duval.
No, it's
10-5.
Whole Florida.
Listen, I need the front row. All the bad with the front pull-ups. Whole thing, go grill it.
10-5.
No,
October, that's what the 10 for.
You know what I'm saying? And we having a twerk contest. Stop playing.
10 get the website, get the tickets. No,
10-4 on a 10-5. You did?
Shut your lips on the goddamn ice.
Hey, nah. Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Just get the tickets. Jacksonville, get your tickets.
Where we going?
October 6th.
What?
Miami, M-I-A-O.
Oh, man. Yayo. Know what's happening.
At the James L. Knight Center.
Know what's happening.
October 6th.
All the bad b- pull up, go grill, pull out. You know what's happening to me, man.
Get your ticket. I just tried to say that like y'all said, but you gonna say it in
hit the
James L. Knight Center on October 6th.
James L. Knight Center.
Yeah, and bleep the cursing out. Just you know in case you gotta like put this on a you know platform that is children friendly. But get your ticket.
Get it sexy, yeah. When
you put the bleep on there, put the bleep after the curse word. Leave the curse word, put the bleep in.
No cap. Get it sexy, y'all. Get it sexy, y'all. Do y'all like that? If I could go past Atlanta state lines again.
What?
He, man, that was a...
Atlanta don't have no state.
I know, but I was so shady what I said. Nigga, I paid a $2,000 ticket for 11 grand.
Atlanta don't have no state line, nigga.
But they gave you a ticket, no jail?
Nigga, I could tell that Brookhaven is a real small city because the courthouse ceiling was like about right here. It's like a real. I'm like, what the judge? The judge even leaning down
Walt
on the bench.
Walt Culler County, boy. You got to bend down in that motherfucker.
Y'all giving away 20 years downstairs? Let everybody go home.
Downstairs? Talk about downstairs.
Let everybody go home.
They really just want that money, man.
But that's all it's about, bro.
I had one at Colquitt County. They courthouse was a trailer.
But you said what?
Their courthouse was a trailer.
A trailer.
Bruh, you know when the school got too many classrooms?
Yeah. They got no more electric on that.
That's what they goddamn court was in, nigga. I went to that bitch and they put me on the shit and I was supposed to pay them or whatever. I was like, I'm never coming back to
they
this.
They just collect the money at that
that's
point.
All they wanted.
But they brought niggas in from the jail, like they looked like they was in the chain gang. Like they was, I was like, bro, y'all ain't run. I was broke from these fuck niggas. Even on the transit van, all this shit looked. They had a real van, gang. Like caravan.
He said the courthouse was in the portable. I ain't never seen no shit like that.
Them niggas in jail. Okay.
Yeah. The courthouse was in the fucking portable.
In the portable.
They just collect the money at that point. Well, that's it.
Like black men, right? And we know that it ain't shit that we could ever do to avoid these motherfuckers. You ain't even got to be doing shit.
We black. It come with it.
That shit crazy.
That shit crazy.
If you got out of it, more than likely it was the Lord.
Mostly.
Anytime I done got away with the situation, it wasn't nothing. I didn't.
Right.
I didn't.
You ain't no smooth criminal, nigga.
I'm trying to say
you ain't shit.
I'm trying to tell you it was the Lord.
So, actually, I owe the
a stockbroker in
sperm. Nigga turn into a lawyer quicker than a
for real.
Depending on how long they be back there, you be like, yeah, this shit finna go my way. They finna right. let me go.
Oh, no.
Because if they would have had some shit, they would have been back. I'm straight.
I don't fuck with Panama. I'm straight.
The longer they take, the more nerves I get.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fuck with them jump
ain't
out,
no
boy.
Sense of you think. Run my name. My shit's going to say, he good.
Come fuck with Panama City.
You back there 5, 10 minutes.
I want them motherfuckers to be back there for a long time. That means he either writing the ticket or he finna let me go.
So if you back that ticket,
please, hey man, my heart starts beating regular when they come back in the ticket I already wrote.
When they call me back up,
you right,
that
I'm wrong than a motherfucker.
Listen,
get my
when
ticket.
When they back that 5, 10 minutes,
they coming up with a plan.
Sometimes them niggas ain't even calling back
at all.
So I talked to a police officer. I talked to a white girl. I got a chance to kick it with him.
No, he wasn't on these no more. I even said it in my head. I was like, oh.
And afterwards, and I had been talking about this shit on stage and shit. And he was like, I'm gonna tell you the truth. He said, a lot of times, he said, if I pull somebody over, it's a bunch of cops that be looking for shit to do.
Right.
So once you pull somebody over, they know you pull somebody over. They say the motherfuckers that be looking for action be the motherfuckers that pull up extra. And that always, like you said, that second motherfucker always
be the extra motherfucker. Yeah.
On the bulls. You didn't find anything? What? It smelled like weed. You didn't find any sticks, no seeds.
That be the one that called the
ain't even gonna lie.
All that bullshit.
And now you're there because these motherfuckers got like.
I ain't gonna lie.
They be looking to do shit. Yeah, they looking to. Ooh, they can't even find no niggas. So when somebody do find a nigga, I'm on the way.
Listen.
You know how they can't even find no niggas, but when they do find them, I'm on the way.
If this Cobb County police see this, I ain't gonna say your name, because nigga, I don't even remember your
name.
No, because it was like an angel, my nigga. No cap. We got pulled over. This shit ain't had nothing to do with me. I got an ounce of weed hidden in my shit. We smoking. My little buddy done did some shit. Now, I don't know he done did some shit. He like, bro, just come pick me up. I come pick this nigga up, not knowing police coming this way. I'm like, nigga, I got him in the car. They coming. I'm like, nah, they going to get somebody. They looking for that nigga. He ain't going to tell me nothing. His folk done told them, oh, nah, his little buddy just came to pick me in the car like that. He like, oh, yeah, we just seen that car. Man, the police pull us over, right? We smoking. It's so much smoke. I rolled the window down, bro. The smoke is hitting the police in the face. Boom. Boom. I don't even see the police. He like, man, look, man, how about y'all just pull back up to the crib and we try to sort this out? I don't even know who I'm talking to. I just know the police smoke hit him in the face. Nigga, we go back, pull up to the crib. This shit ain't even about me. The other police pull up. He go in my car. He like, it fucking reeks in here. He like, I know you. Did you get some? He like, nah, he ain't
did
had nothing.
Did you get some?
He like, yo, what guy ain't say?
Yo,
what police say? He like, nah, he ain't had nothing. He ain't even ask me, talk me, say nothing to me, no nothing.
Yeah.
Shot of one ain't on none of that. The white man was like, listen, don't you ever let this type of smell go by. You need to be searching this motherfucker from top to bottom.
On some
I'm
bullshit.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. Gang didn't do nothing. He was just like, man, let's pull back up to the crib.
That was the Lord.
I was like, this ain't got no finesse, no nothing. Smoke hit any nigga in the face. No. I'm like, yeah. Yes, officer. He like, man, y'all niggas just pull back up to the crib. Let's sort this
out. But it be that second.
Yeah, really. Like it be that said, second one. It be that second one every time, bro.
They
be kind of calm and cool.
They done assess the situation.
He ain't even really tripping for real, man. And that the thing with the police, bro. Like, they there for the community, bro. Like, you're there to make sure.
No, they're supposed to be.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the tone.
Yeah, the job.
You're supposed to surveillance the community.
Not gonna look
make
for shit.
Sure people are cool. Hey, man, look, y'all got a problem, man. Let's try to squash this shit. I know your mama, man. I know your
people. Don't nobody know nobody there because they don't y'all be there. They don't live there. They don't be there.
Y'all niggas be literally on some. Like, you saving the world, you a hero, it'd be like an old goddamn authority check type shit, because you was a lame in high school, and you ain't never with nobody, and now you in position, and by your badge, you know a nigga got to, quote-unquote, do what you say.
I don't like when they just fuck with regular people.
Right.
Because they got a whole bunch of people doing a bunch of fuck shit.
Right.
And they want smoke.
They don't give a fuck about the police. Right. But y'all out here fucking with regular people who go to work every day. Go fuck with the people who you know is criminals.
They
nigga,
why you snap that old lady? Right, man? This nigga be snapping everybody. Come see.
Slap him! Don't be fucking with the hard working citizens. Don't fuck with the citizens, bro.
Hey, this nigga get out. I'm ready to go
on agreement with the police fucking with the citizens. But when they do shit to the crooks and the bad guys and the motherfuckers, I can't sympathize with that, because if you out here and you in the streets and you a terrible motherfucker, that's what happened.
They got a job.
They don't stop crime.
They
that's what I'm saying.
They look for people to act like they heroes, act like they doing something. You ain't did shit.
Well, they able to do this shit because the laws is vague as hell. You don't even know you breaking the law until they fucking tell you the shit that you did.
Right. Because when the police start going to jail, it's a wrap.
You know your license is suspended.
How am I supposed to know? Did they call me?
Voicemail.
That shit would probably blow your mind if you, wherever you live, you had the actual laws of the state. That's why they don't want you to see that shit.
Because they be made up, bro.
Oh, that's, you talking about the old dumb
that
shit?
That shit made up. Like,
I be feeling they be doing that shit sometimes.
Bro, we got constitutional rights.
Like, they say some bullshit.
You don't have them. You
that
black.
That sound intelligent and fuck. And you don't have no rights. You know, you be like,
because it's one of them that say we ain't got no. They got a good foot.
They ain't no idea. That'd be some straight bullshit.
That's the whole legal system.
This motherfucker sitting in jail right now that ain't do shit. And they know that. And then in 40 years, they're going to be like, oh, this man was in solitary confinement for 40 years by himself.
Right.
And now we're going to finally make it right.
Right.
Nigga, you knew he didn't do shit 40 years ago.
Right. You got free life out of nigga. That's how that shit is. That's why I say that shit really don't.
But I be wanting all them motherfuckers to get their money, man. Sue that motherfucker, state, get that. But
get your
it's
cash.
Fucked up, though, because that money still don't equate to that time.
Because they be sick with 9 million.
But you don't know how I would have lived my life.
Look at you got a whole jail face. You don't even have a free face. You have like a jail face.
Your face stay the same when you go to jail.
It's like you got a real like.
You be old as jail, fuck with a young
it's
face.
It's like a jail texture. Like.
Most old niggas that look young have been to jail before. Or they was either on their cocaine. Cocaine preserved your face.
Yeah.
Talking about it preserved it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think. I think you're right though. Crack pickle you. It's like
crack keep you here for a long time.
Do it too.
Crack keep you here for a long time. I done seen a lot of long-living crack.
But they just be here for the crack.
Powder heads is
they only here for the crack.
Yeah, crack, but crack do make you live long, but you die for a stupid-ass reason when you do die.
Oh, no, that.
You're like, what happened to James? Man, that nigga had an ingrown toenail, man.
Damn.
That shit that got that nigga leg got infected, bro. You know, first they cut his leg off.
They cut the whole leg off.
Then they cut the other leg off.
All by fun.
Yeah, man.
It started with Jockey.
That's how you got the ingrown toenail. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He scratched his feet one time. Lost his
toenail. One time. And he comes back ingrown toenail. Yeah, all that took about. All that took about.
He scratched his neck with his
leg. It was the fungus, the jock, and the chlamydia. Took about.
And then went from.
That goddamn fucking took James right up out of here, man.
Doctor said he got about 2 weeks left.
2 weeks left.
Toenail turned black and every goddamn thing.
You remember we had that recession. The crack was keeping him alive. Them 3 days.
Yeah, we got
when he couldn't find nothing. That's when he got sick.
Hey, man.
Boy, y'all think it's stupid,
that
bro.
That fucking crazy,
bro. I'm telling you, bro. Crack keep... I seen a nigga... Like, that's crazy. I done seen people, like, overdose on powder. But when it come to that crack, man, like...
How the fuck you overdose on powder?
What?
Mm-hmm.
They be tripping. They going...
Your
they
heart
going,
explode.
That's what it is. Because they keep going. Like, you will go, and they be rushing, and be thinking that shit ain't doing nothing, and not knowing that this shit kick, it got
to...
See, one thing about people who don't understand, what they do understand, when drugs, it's either going to be a bad batch, or this motherfucker going to kick in.
Well, now it is the fentanyl.
And you don't know... When that bitch gonna kick in, and when it kick in, you just hope you breathe.
Hey, hey. Hey, you know.
You better be ready, because it coming.
Hey, it coming. What them old.
That motherfucker be like, I'm here. You like, what? You're hot.
Like, oh, shit. It's coming. It's coming, bro.
Hey, what them old white hippies coming, used to say, them old white hippies used to say the shit, man, buy the ticket, take the ride.
Take the ride.
I'm not with
that. That was that shit. Take the ride.
That's why I always like
weed. Dude, you're on it now, dude. You're. Mm-mm.
See, that's why I like weed, right? Because it's slowly.
Deal with it.
It slowly gets you there. I don't want a blunt. They get you high.
Look, our next sponsor needs no introduction. You've seen the ads, you heard us talk about it a million times, and by now, you should already know what I'm talking about. Blue Chew. That's right. This isn't your grandpa's blue pill. This is the one. This is the OG chewable tablet for better sex. Say that three times fast. Blue Chew wants the entire country rock hard. That's what they told me. That's the mission. They will not stop until everybody is bricked up like a brick house. To every tennis pitch. To every rod is raised. Discover your options at BlueChew.com, and we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use promo code 85SOUTH at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code 85SOUTH to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more important safety information and details, and we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Some shit.
So I'm like,
you get your neck.
That ain't
weed. Smoke some shit, boy.
That's powder.
That motherfucker, I'd be like, boy, you get that
put
shit
out.
Right, boy.
What,
hell,
the blood?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, that
they
shit
doing
too
a lot. Not too, though.
That's why I say they doing too damn much.
Man, I know I was fucked up one time.
I liked it when back then, me loud. You all can pick it, too. Motherfucking stupid.
You know the meme gonna give you a headache. Nope, you know for sure.
Like, you all like, these goddamn names.
You get you one good mid blood, you like, oh, I ain't get no headache. That was a good pack.
They didn't even make mid like they
I'm
used to.
I'm on a 7, I'm a smoke
the
pack.
Where you get
you remember that real?
Hey, boy,
I'm talking about mid.
Set half
your fucking 25
hours.
Dark red.
For 25
And you had all weekend.
But $25.
You done rolled 19 blunts.
Nigga. What?
Nigga.
Oh, you a punk?
Hey, ask this nigga.
I missed them fucking
when I used to wait tables, I used to wait tables, right? Nigga, I was a, like a high-end restaurant, so motherfuckers had money. My day didn't start till I made me a quarter. I was like, nigga, first $25, I was like, I'm buying a cell.
Right.
And now, let's make some money.
Let's
come out
there
and do like $200 a day. Right. Nigga, like, I need this.
I need a seven. I need a seven.
And I'm getting one damn near every day, nigga. I'm passing this nigga on the way home. Nigga, I'm out.
He fuck with you, too, because you 25. That's when you really get money, man. You got a nigga buying a seven.
Man, we had jobs.
You
don't have
working,
a goddamn man. Seven. I got a seven.
Yo,
it's we like done that set shit. That split all the bullshit out. Like, so now we just
it's real. It's a problem. I ain't gonna lie, right?
But you wouldn't want it. You wouldn't want it.
You wouldn't want it.
I ain't even gonna lie, right?
You think you want it.
When I got out
of that shit.
When like, I got out of my life and pill shit, I needed the mid in order for me to get back on it. Like, get on the weed. Because I was doing Black & Miles and mid. Because when I was on the pill, like 2012, 13, I was heavy on that shit, but then the pills started having me freak out. Like, I get on the pills and
I freak out.
The weed, it was too hot for me. I used to smoke all day long.
That's how I used to be. All
now
day.
I hit the blunt. I'm like, y'all high? I'm like, that shit got me high. Fuck. They like, man, let John, you tripping. I'm like, man, nah, y'all nigga tripping, nigga. Nigga, I can't hit that blunt no more. So now, I was like, I can't even get high no more. So I had to stop smoking loud. I had to get back on the mid just so I could build my tolerance back up.
Man, see, that crazy that you say that, because I used to kind of be the same way. Like, somebody paid, like, one of my partners, would they be smoking so loud, I ain't really get high for that shit like that.
Right.
But then, like, the mid blunt, man, I used to be high. They be like, what the fuck, nigga?
You
like,
an old
what?
Head.
Like, what the hell?
You an old head. Man, this shit ain't nothing. Give me that mid blunt.
No. The millions that do it for me.
Yeah, I'm talking about before it was all this dying all this
shit. This bullshit.
Nigga,
I'm
talking about this weed. Hell, you had all night.
Right.
Your eyes red.
Right.
Everybody know you smell like weed.
Right.
You gonna eat at Taco Bell about $20 worth
of food. The munchies ain't
and you still gonna go to sleep.
The munchies part ain't the same.
Man.
Like, I used to be hungry. Yeah. Like, when I used to smoke
cinnamon toast crunch used to be my shit.
I can smoke and be cool,
what happened?
And then go grab something to eat later
my
on.
Mama knew, my mama
back then, like, I'm ready to eat.
My mama knew I was
ready to eat. I used to have a box of cereal.
I used to have a box of cereal sitting right there. Nigga, I get down with this bowl, nigga. I'm picking up the box. I'm on it again. Sitting in the toe front all day, but.
Then your mama make a wake up the next day. You ate a whole box of cereal?
Nigga, that used to be my bruffer lunch and dinner, nigga.
I don't be understanding. It's about 30 different lives now and different grades of this. I'd be like, bro.
I tell niggas, cuz.
Y'all doing too much.
Perp. I don't
the
care.
Perp, that's the only thing that come out of my mouth. You got some perp, we good. I don't give a damn.
Ooh, but you know, it got to be the right
perp. Yeah, the right time.
It got to be the right perp. Just because it's perp, it ain't perp.
We had some shit flow around in Tallahassee. We used to call it like the asset. And it's like, she used to look just like OG Perk.
Right.
Used to smell like it, everything, but that shit ain't smoke worth
ain't talking about nothing.
Oh, we were keen finesse with that shit.
And then if they put the terps on it, I'll put it in there with an ounce of some good that's halfway open. It's going, what? Nigga,
last time I put them out one time, I sprayed by too, but.
So I went to
I'm like, I was like, nah, man, I need to.
Instead, that shit give you a headache like a motherfucker, though.
Girl, niggas was doing. Before y'all niggas had turps, niggas was spraying roach spray on that shit,
yeah,
my nigga.
Roach spray. That nigga doing Tallahassee, my uncle and them. Yeah, like roach spray. Roach spray and all. Used to be another damn what it was, because it was Raid that they used to use.
That's
it was another type of little spray that they used to give it that smell. Mm-hmm. You had to give it that smell.
But that's why I be trying to tell people, I don't go, you're a real old head and you buying shit, bro. You don't go off the smell and it look. It's a whole thing with me. I got to look at it, break it down. And when I break it down, I'm old school.
I don't go that far.
This nigga ain't half his blood. It's weed, not cocaine, my nigga.
Nah, because niggas spraying that shit. You gonna taste it. You gonna be like, Bubblicious, my nigga.
Got weed in his teeth.
Bubblicious, my nigga.
For real. My favorite question, you done smoked it yet? That'd be my favorite question, boy. I done hit a couple times. It's straight.
It's
like,
smooth.
I be trying to see what the facial expression be like.
Right. It's great.
I don't be trusting a lot of shit nowadays, though.
It's certain people you got to just get it from. Like, it's just
that's why I say, like, I got to go back to the same damn person.
It ain't nobody.
I always smoke with smoke.
I don't care.
Do you smoke this shit?
Okay. Then I look for the enthusiasts. That's how you come across the white people. Dude, you've got to try it. It was grown in Humboldt County by a little midget.
They know all the information.
White people fuck me up when they start asking this. Do you want a head high or like a body high? That made me
that be the main fucking question.
I done bought the body high shit just to see if these motherfuckers really as diabolical as I think they are.
Right.
Like, white people done found a way to just make my body happy.
Right.
Yeah.
Bitch, give me some of that.
Right, let me see.
My body happy.
I want my body to be happy. Because you remember that commercial came out where that girl smoked that weed and she was just a puddle on the couch?
Right.
She man. Came to the couch.
Wait,
she that? It was an old commercial trying to tell you not to smoke weed and she was on the couch. And then the bitch starts sinking in the couch and she become the couch.
And then her friend, yeah, and then like, show her friend. And her friend was like, ever since she started smoking pot, that's all she wanted to do. And she was like, stuck. Like, she liked to lick like a puddle.
On the couch.
Man, that's
the end of it.
I want some of that shit right there. Yeah, turn me into a puddle.
But I mean, true though, they be like, you want a head high?
Yeah.
You want a body high?
Yeah. It depends on that, like a head high motherfucker, they be depressed. So they want you to go ahead and knock that shit on now.
I don't know any different, though. Like,
okay, so I put it like this. The head high is usually going to be your sativa. The head high. So that means the shit more
sativa
in your brain.
It's more, it keep you
jittery.
But
what I'm saying, though, I don't be really feeling like the damn...
The indica.
The difference type.
The indica sits you down.
Yeah, the indica in the body.
So that's more like that you, heavy feeling.
When you
that,
get...
You be like, but that shit
when you like,
smoke,
nigga,
okay.
I need
that's
to get
that's
up.
That's indica, okay.
When you be like, I need to get up.
That you see, that's what I be on one time then, shit. So what's the other one? The sativa? Mm-hmm.
Sativa is like for folk that like want to, they energetic and want to got that
like
shit
behind me. I need to find where that's at.
Sativa, look, this is how you remember the shit. Sativa,
gonna make you sit your ass down.
But how you tell the difference, though?
Gonna have your ass in the house.
But how you tell the difference? Like, does it look a certain way or some shit?
No. You just gotta know when you get this damn near. Or when it was grown.
A placebo. They lied to us.
You got smoke
we
that
think
shit.
We in the couch.
You got the
you never
smoke
know what
shit.
You gonna get.
I'm in the couch. No, you not. They told you gonna be in the couch. Get your ass
up. We did wrong when they tell you
I'm in the couch. The sativa for if you got to do some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sativa.
Sativa, you gotta work.
If they tell you it's gonna be in the couch, you're gonna be
shit
in the couch.
Shit to do.
You gonna be in the couch.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Hell no.
You gonna feel like you're in a spaceship. Now, don't get me wrong, now. They got some shit where they put too much it's really the TAC game. That's what you gotta look at.
Yeah.
If that shit in the 40s, yeah,
no,
finna
no,
be
no.
somewhere.
40s, you tripping. That's,
you finna
that's
be somewhere.
High,
you finna be somewhere. High,
bro.
See, listen, you gonna be somewhere. You see what I'm saying?
Dirty two is
too
where
much
I, where
that
I,
you got the got the
34. Like,
back then, you a smoke
question. Me loud, that was it.
That
now
was it.
You got
I'm gonna keep it all the way real. Some of the best weed I ever bought came from niggas. It didn't come from no dispensary.
Facts.
I done had weed that it really had me stuck. I'm talking about can't get off the couch. Sitting there thinking about all the shit in the kitchen that I want.
I ain't even gonna lie.
Can't even make my motherfucking self get up. I done had weed that it made me go on adventures. I'm talking about I'm sitting somewhere. But the shit I want to eat is like 35 minutes away, one way.
Right. And you going.
I'm sitting here planning a mission.
Plan
I got 35
out.
Minutes there. Back.
I don't
if
got
I you plan right now,
everything.
I done planned the whole mission now. I'm going to stop by the store. I need blah, 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 some blunt, some chips, some nerds.
Something to drink
I need
quick.
Three orange juice later on. Whatever, I'm
swing.
Planning the whole mission.
I mean, you got to make it a mission. That's the only way you're
going to
do it.
And
you
know, I don't want nothing to happen between the house and there.
I got the mood swings.
I got mood swings. So
yeah,
I think about going there and went to the store and got some Skittles and be like, man, fuck that shit.
Bro,
eat these Skittles. These Skittles. They gonna eat these Skittles.
No.
These Skittles.
No.
Man,
I'm talking about so high where no
fuck
substitute will do.
I can wait to
that
smoke and go grab a bag of chips be like, boy, I'm finna head my ass right back to the high.
Hell no.
That shit, boy. Get in the kitchen, been on made up.
And then been there like, I'm ready for the wait back to the high. And I got a whole
my man made up. Like, it's got to happen.
Ooh, man. Oh, man. I know why. I've been wasting a whole bunch of time.
Either my mind made up, I got to fall through with it. Either
hey,
I got to fall through
that's what the weed did. I'm sitting here planning this shit out, how I'm going to make it happen.
The
which route I'm going to take. Ain't taking no, I'm playing, I see all this.
Listen, the mid days was so lit because when we did smoke the gas right, we could tell a difference. It was, I'm going to be real.
Tell
I couldn't
difference.
Smoke no
I
loud.
Sprinkle it.
I could smoke no without no water or no Gatorade with me. Like, when that shit, when I was 17 smoking this shit, I couldn't smoke real gas at that time when it was still
$30
for one blunt. Like, one blunt.
I couldn't fuck with
it. This shit was $30.
I was in the strip club heavy them damn DC. Oh, let me tell you.
One
thigh new face.
$30.
Oh, nigga. Ain't no shit. Man, I used to buy my weed when I got on stage.
No.
Come on,
I
man.
Can't do it.
You can't even smoke this with
on,
everybody.
Man.
Nigga, this is, an end.
No.
This is a celebration.
No.
That was real world.
Not smoking that with nobody.
I'm not wearing no burden.
I'm like, I got it 7 or 1.
For real.
7 or 1.
Hey, man.
7, you straight.
When shit started
right
picking
you
up.
14, 15.
Come on,
man. Way.
But this is me.
No, but it's one. This is one in a lifetime. This ain't fuck, you know. Sometimes you have to treat yourself, God.
I'd be mad at fuck when that one gone, don't
listen,
worry about it. Then I'd be mad at hell,
I used to
but I'm spending $30 on one damn blunt.
That shit
some of the best weed
kid,
I ever bought in Atlanta came from strippers.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you.
Stripper do have the drug.
For real?
Absolutely.
In the A?
See, like, see, that's okay. That's the difference.
I'm holding that dance.
That's the difference in Florida. Like, where I'm, especially where I'm from, there's no strip club.
Yeah,
oh,
Tallahassee. Yeah.
And from
hold
the closest
on,
one you're gonna
get
to,
we go, you, oh,
the closest one you're gonna get to is Jacksonville.
Yeah.
That's the closest one you're gonna get to.
You don't have the ass and titties culture down there?
We ain't got no strip club. It don't really start thumping until you get to Orlando on down.
Damn, so y'all late night spot, really late night.
Like if they strip it up there, is there somebody
so up at 2? Like,
yeah.
you might get a 2:30 on some nights.
If
the
bitch strip, she said
kind of so up at 2. And if it is a strip club, is at a little
trap house.
These niggas is not the strip club type shit.
Some of the best fun I've ever had in the city was on some strip club nights where I was hosting some shit or we were just in there. Just man, we went to every one of them motherfuckers after the show every night. So had motherfucking fun. But yeah, them strippers used to always have to
go. Man, Florida?
And here.
Oh, talking about, yeah, they say it's different up here with the strippers. Yeah. They say it's totally different.
Man. You done been up here? You ain't hit one yet?
Only one that I've been in, I think it's called what? The
Blue Flame?
Blue Flame, yeah.
Blue Flame.
That's a good, yeah. It ain't see that one compared to like Florida strip clubs. It's like you going there. It ain't really thick. Like, it's like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, like, the Blue Flame, that bit was like the club.
That shit
like,
turns the club, yeah.
Like, I was like, that bitch swanging, but back home, like, Florida, it's like, they be like on some shit like this, and you have, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it ain't that many people in there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you have strippers coming around.
That bitch is the regular club.
But this is the thing, you go to Blue Flame, and it probably be how you talking about at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Like, it ain't gonna be that early?
No, they got a whole day shift.
Oh, that's fucking crazy. I thought it was just a night damn thing.
Open all day.
That's crazy.
And then people,
and then
my partner Newface be going on day shift, be eating spaghetti with the strippers and everything.
They got good food.
Why I be in there playing my new music? I just chilling.
They got good food.
So hold on.
Listen, guys. Let me tell you how we look at our strip club.
Okay.
We know there's a spot where we can eat and chill. Mm. And hoes will be there.
They going too. They pulling up. Okay. Hoes pulling up with hoes.
I don't know what time the strip club opens.
You can come bring your hoes. They going to meet some hoes.
So it be open in a day fucking damn
you
time.
You going to throw money. Yeah. We going to eat and chill, and it's going to be some hoes there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I ain't know the damn strip club. I thought it was just like a night thing, like the regular damn club.
Man, we be on the block like, hey, man, let's go up here to the flame right quick.
But look, let me tell you why the flame so cold.
Some hoes would be there.
Right after. So the flame cold.
Look, it's right off the interstate, right? It's right off the interstate.
The flame right off the interstate.
Right. And then if
across
you notice,
the truck
across the street is a truck stop.
Oh, I know it's thumping over there.
I know it's thumping over there.
You know how many bitches that made it from the lot to the stage?
You understand?
Bitches came down this bitch with a dollar and a dream. On the back of a semi. What you say, nigga? This bitch was on the back. I'm going to Atlanta.
Hey, I wonder if any strippers ever try to run away like an 80s movie.
Wait.
Jump on the back of a trailer and just be like,
I'm going for my new life. So Frank's gonna take me to Oklahoma.
Listen. Oh, that's crazy. I'm full. Oh. We got an amateur night. Well,
she looked back at the club one time.
She ain't gotta be a stripper tomorrow, but she can be a stripper on amateur night.
You
fake
with me, that's a real thing.
Listen, bro, we got a spot called The Flame, and they got amateur night. Well, hoes can be a hoe for one night.
They can try. They can try.
Crazy. And blame it on amateur
night.
The best thing about amateur night is they don't have to get naked.
So they just get in there on some white girl type shit.
You already seen, bro, times get hard. Fast motherfucker in the city jumping the goddamn amateur car. Am I bullshitting?
Back in the game. You know I'm back in the game.
Because they don't have to take nothing off. It just be.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
Man, I'm talking about
they want to try, so that's when they try.
They had to try as well. Like, really, some tries.
I done seen where they come and be hating on the amateurs so hard. They get into it and make the girl who was hating get in that motherfucker.
They move up. You start at one strip club, then you move up to the better one.
Yeah, you keep all your money that you make.
Oh, that's crazy.
So it's a little hustle for them.
Amateur night.
Yep.
They in there.
Oh, that crazy old fuck. Like, you can really go, hey. Shit, I'm just finna just step out and you
get yeah, we didn't see a motherfucker take their clothes off and jump up there in panties and bra.
They gonna hurt nobody.
Panties and bra.
Amateur night.
Amateur night.
They want some of that Mayans.
You used to host a lot of them bitches, wow. Bro.
I know.
I know when pimping was at his peak.
Like his buffet.
Boy, it was going right. It was going pool? Down uphill.
Huh? Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. We talking good shit. We talking good shit.
Come on, man. Bring him in.
I'm just squeezing on the nipples of life right now.
No, that shit hurt.
We've been rocking for a minute. You know, I'm rocking like a cutoff stock.
Come on, man. Cut-off
like a cutoff stock. Tie that bitch in a knot, get your ways together. But that's neither here nor there.
Pop your shit out.
Come on, man. Rocking like a bitch when she nervous.
Come on, man.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Rocking like a donut with good threads.
Nigga, we going up like insulin medicine, nigga.
Insulin medicine.
Yeah, nigga.
They jacking the price up.
That shit out of
the
motherfucker
well,
now.
They jacking
up. Oh. Pussy wetter than some rain boots.
Somebody was in the pharmacy buying Ozempic. All I heard was, I heard a nigga behind me be like, yeah, I'm here to get my Ozempic. I look back. I said, you need to stop. I said, you need to stop. I said, because you're here.
What's up, man?
Oh, boy.
Nigga had the head. Nigga had the head like a pit bull.
Somebody had the head like a pit bull.
And they had a bullet head. Oh, he had a fight like me with a bullet head. I said, before you stop.
Before we even get into all that shit.
I said, I breathe, people like you. Talking about I breathe.
This is a gator head.
You got a red nose. You a red nose.
What y'all niggas talking about? A bullet head.
He's talking about a bullet. But you a bear.
American bullet.
Motherfucking brindle.
You a brindle. But you a brindle. I see.
That's what the fuck we got going on today.
What we got?
We talking big shit.
Oh, man.
Everything major right now. We got one of my favorite young niggas in the motherfucking studio with us today.
You know he mean business.
In the trap, bro. That's how this shit be, though.
Come on.
This one of the coldest young niggas coming up out of Florida.
Man, representing
I'm a big fan of the music, man. None other than Titan.
Appreciate it.
We got Titan here with us today.
What's going on? Appreciate y'all having me, for sure.
Man, glad to have you here, bro.
Hey, man, I told you got to come over here and talk some shit with us. You be talking shit online. I was like, man, he got to come to the trap and talk some shit with
for real, fast.
Yeah, yeah. What you been up to?
Shit, they're working, man. I just dropped my project, Culture Florida.
Hey, man, we got to give you brothers.
Bro. Yeah, shit, definitely and it's like I said, I've been doing this music shit a long time, but this was like the first one where I had 100% input, you know, control and grateful, you know, thankful that the label, you know, I'm under a label that they listen. You feel me what I'm saying? But at the same time, I put the work in. So it was like when they did come grab me, Ted came and grabbed me, the proof was already in the pudding, so he ain't really have too many questions like, well, what about this or have this or like OG already done did the, you know what I'm saying, laid the work as in the trial and error shit. Like what I'm doing now, I know this gonna work. And he respected it. So like I said, that's what we here at with it now though, for sure.
You know, I feel like a lot of people underestimate the newer artists now, like trying to build a buzz in the world of, you know, the age of the internet where people are literally, you know, pretty much just riding the wave and stuck on who they stuck on. But for you to go out and create an organic wave
fast
and then still have an online presence too, man, what was the process behind that?
I be hearing y'all talk a lot about it, especially my age group. Like I'm up a little age, a little piece now. So it's like I come from the era right before CDs died.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So 16 years old, I had my cousin them ID sneaking in clubs. And we was doing music at that time, and one of my DJs, rest in peace, DJ Sarge, but he kind of still like, boy, you got to go and get it. Like, it was like that Master P type of mentality. Like, you know what I'm saying? Press up the CDs, flyers, just being wherever shit going on at. You feel what I'm saying? And like I said, it just came from just in Tallahassee in general. Tallahassee was kind of like the hub in Florida because, like, when you come to Florida, you had to go through the moon. And the moon, you know what I'm talking about. You sell like the moon.
Wednesday night, you can do
you
the moon.
You want to run through Florida, everybody booking you. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? So, like, it was one of them things where it was like, I got to be CDs, duh. Like, even the DJs now, like, the big DJs, you know what I'm saying? Like, now they remember me. They like, wow, I remember you were 14, 15, sneaking in the club, trying to get us to play your music. You feel what I'm saying? So that's where, like, really the grind started at. And it's like, they seen me grow. You feel what I'm saying? It wasn't one of them things. Like, now you catch a buzz or you know what I'm saying? You put out a hot song and it's like, oh, I caught that off of TikTok or I caught that off of Instagram. Like, now most of these DJs, all in Florida, like, from top to the bottom, from Tallahassee to Miami, like, they seen me grow. I was 16, 17, Orlando, handing out CD flyers, tapping in, you know what I'm saying, building a relationship. Tampa, Miami, Jacksonville, like, wherever me and my partners was going, like, that's how I was brought into the music shit. So it was like, now where the music at, it's kind of easy for me now, because it's like, people fuck with me outside of my music, just my personality. So it's like, shit, I already kind of, in Florida-wise, I'm already kind of seasoning the music shit. So it's like, when I do drop something, I already have the support without the, man, I need y'all to spend this, or I need y'all to go check this out, I need y'all to go, you know what I'm saying, do this. They be like, boy, we, you feel what I'm saying? They like, boy, we been fucking with you. Like, when you drop, is you know what I'm saying, it does. So it's like, now that these two worlds had not met, it's like, boy, we see you all the time on the fucking internet, but we also know the track record. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when I do drop, and a lot of people be asking me, they be like, man, you young still, but well, you been around for a long time, you feel what I'm saying? But it just come from that early grind, you know what I'm saying? Opposed to a lot of artists now, they get their buzz off the internet. Like, I really put in work, hitting that road, and paying promoters, paying for DJs, spending my music, pressing up flyers, pressing up T-shirts. Like, I did it all coming up. 14, like I say, at a young nigga age, you feel me? So, like I say, when I'm up and nine grown, like, they respect the shit and they seen where it came from.
Who was y'all listening to in Tallahassee, bro? On like, the underground shit.
Like, growing up, wow?
Yeah.
Damn, when you would say underground, like, you talking about, like local type?
Yeah.
MB's is, like, one of like, if, in Tallahassee, and B's is like, he was one of the ones. That's like with T-Pain, that whole era right there. Like, he was just one of the ones that he just never got that real beat, you know what I'm saying? That real beat shot. But he was one of the ones that was from the trenches that all the, every side of town rocked with, you know what I'm saying? But T-Pain was like the one, you know, that took it though. You feel me? But that was like the biggest one, like on the local. Then you had three of the player from Duval.
Okay.
Around that time, Plies was coming up. Right. Frank Lennon, them boys from down that way.
Yeah.
That probably in my era, that probably about, you know what I'm saying, as in who was listening who to really you. Right, yeah, right. Like locally
you,
wise.
Like you were saying, we were putting up to get some weed, what they be busting up.
Right.
What that?
Talking about down in the A?
Yeah.
Shit, I know for sure, we was always listening to T.I. like mixtape.
Yeah.
See, that was my nigga, pa. He always said that. He was like, T.I.
wanted to go on the
way. Hey, for real.
Nigga would listen to Sophia Mark. Yeah. But we
I'm up with that nigga. When he had your ass, nigga, I was up with that nigga. Like, oh, knocking down. Nigga, they have keys and everything. And they got
them. Nigga gonna get ready for that goddamn punchline, bro. That
was my
ass.
Yeah.
Feel my ass.
They were metaphorically going crazy, though.
That
you
nigga
listen
said,
to
with red dots all over your ears and your eyes and your teeth, too. So many red dots look like you sick with the measles.
Ooh. Went crazy on
me.
They from Atlanta?
No, they from Albany.
Okay,
how far did them niggas go?
Down away about 3-4 hours.
Oh, that's a good little minute. Okay.
Down about Savannah, them.
You said
that
some shit, too.
Yeah, that down the bottom. They right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, like, rattle
like
talk.
Yeah.
And then you got that straight.
Yeah. Okay. It's people like the shit that folk fuck with. Like, them some major cities to the, you got Augusta. Folk fuck with Augusta.
I've heard of that a lot.
You know what
I'm saying? Yeah,
okay. You're in a whole nother state. You got
after Columbus?
Columbus, Augusta.
So is Columbus going north?
Columbus is going north.
Okay, okay.
And then you got Atlanta.
Okay.
Columbus ain't north.
What Columbus is? It's down south.
Somebody damn show south.
It's going that way. 85. So it kind of look like it north, but it's still south. It's over there.
Like a little slant.
But it's Atlanta, Macon, then got Albany and Savannah.
Okay. Savannah be turned too.
You can't skip goddamn.
When I was younger.
Where you at?
Boy, stop. But no,
I don't want to disrespect nobody's county.
We know America.
I fuck with America.
Oh,
you swear like that shit just don't exist.
You talking about like it don't exist.
Okay, the major Georgia city. You talking about murder. Come on, man.
Hold on. You saying something out more than sunshine.
What that?
Hold on.
Do me like that.
So, you said some shit I think that's like a Florida thing.
What that?
And that shit is...
Could have said Warner Robin, nigga.
Motherfucker got pop where you at. You got to make this shit happen where the fuck you at. Like... Yeah, maybe it applied to a few other places, but a lot of places, like, it's like I'm trying to pop and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And in Florida, it's like, nah, I gotta lock this bitch down before
see,
I can go.
See, the thing about, I be telling people all the time, like, Florida, it's like its own little island, bro, because it's like, what you just said, like, a lot of people say that wherever they at, like, I hear that a lot, like, whether it's North Carolina, Texas, like, bro, I get a little bug around here, I'm going to the next. You can stay in Florida.
Right.
Like, from Tallahassee, shit, down there, Pensacola got motion, too, from Pensacola
to
Miami.
That's where my family from, yeah.
It's so many fucking counties, is, you know, major cities. You can just keep going around, but if you do it right, you feel what I'm saying? You can just keep going around in Florida, but it's just one of them things where it's like, you got to give them something to bite on, though. It's kind of like I tell people, too, like, our music scene kind of like our sports. Like, you know, they come down there to get these boys, Rob Stevens running back. Like, they come to Florida for that speed.
Yeah.
But it be seasonal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
they
we sprout.
They ready. When you like, come down there, they,
it's like Florida sprout, why not? Every blue moon.
Right,
if you dug, you'd be like, boy, it's the new artist on the scene every damn day.
Right,
but to the mass majority, it's like every blue moon.
Right.
Like, Trick, I don't know who came before Trick. I don't know who, but I'm just starting Trick.
Luke.
My band OG.
Yeah.
I ain't mean to disrespect you like
nah,
that, but okay,
know.
Luke,
he know.
Trick.
Yeah.
Plies.
Yeah.
Ross. Kodak.
Yeah.
And then whoever, I'm just skip past everything and just bring the present time, D-Lo. You know what I'm saying? So
what about
it's
Bird?
Like,
who? Bird.
Bird, yeah, Bird go crazy too, but Bird. Just my opinion, I don't think Bird just had that real big, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bird was hard.
Bird, I still see people like that, man.
And I don't know Bird personally. I don't know his story personally. Like I said, he's from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? But what I have heard, like, Bird just love the independent route. Like, man, I want to do my own shit. That's what I got from him. I don't know if that was his agenda, but that's what I got from him. You feel what I'm saying? But back to what I was saying, it's just every blue moon, we just have that mega, you know what I'm saying, that mega star. But it's like down there, it's like, it's cutthroat, bro, because it's like, South niggas don't really rock with the North niggas. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't look at it like that, but when you really look at it from the big picture, it's like, when you do see a lot, even from the new artists and shit, you see a lot of, it be like the South niggas. Like, they always had that, that's where the songs come from.
Right.
Like, every blue moon, you'll hear something come from Duval.
Right.
Or Tallahassee, just like, we ain't had a wave since since T-Pain. And that was like 14 years ago, you know what I'm saying? We just now starting to really pump them back out, but the North End in general, we ain't really had, you know what I'm saying, that mega, mega star. Like, it's always came from the South, you feel me? But, nah, down there, like I said, it's just one of them things where it's like, it's in spurses, and when you get that chance, boy, you got to run with that shit.
One thing about it, boy, y'all, anybody that came from the Florida, y'all some lyrical motherfuckers. How y'all nigga got wordplay?
You think so?
Everybody use that name. Got wordplay.
Man, we just country to them motherfuckers.
No, we fucking know. I can resonate with what you're saying.
Man, that's real.
I'm gonna tell you the most lyrical one out of all them.
Who?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna. He turned it up in a different way. Like, he gave that young nigga, like, it was like, I think he was like the first one that we seen that we grew up with type shit. Right. You feel what I'm saying? Like, everybody else
he remind me of Trick Daddy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard because, that a couple of times,
Because, like, made Kodak Black pop was he had the appeal of the streets. Nobody questioned his background. Mm-hmm. And he knew how to talk about that shit where it wasn't repetitive.
Right.
Trick Daddy, one of the most creative motherfuckers. He had his... when he had his run, it was just him.
They both not make a hit.
Ain't
they
dropped
both
no bullshit.
Make a hit.
It was back to back.
And every last one of his album went gold.
Every last one. Shit, platinum too.
But I'm just saying, they got
that nigga had a lot of people on them songs. Like, people did not
support... He fucked a lot of shit up by himself.
That Doug Holiday, they were playing that shit at the Army graduation,
I ain't supposed to be saying this short. And I ain't gonna tell them who I heard them from. But now these are saying they like, some people used to be like, these, like, OGs and shit. Like, from down that way, they be like, Trick, one of the one, he'll come in there, he'll lay a verse. Like, all right, y'all figure out what the fuck to do with the shit. I'm done. Like, he'll come lay a verse on a hook. Like, all right, y'all figure out what it. That's
what you just said.
Like,
yeah.
A lot of the features and stuff. That's the story growing up.
Man,
and shit.
That nigga came in.
Man, I'm talking about he made whole complete ass album. That
I fought with Aunt
too. That you can listen to from one all the way to the end, no cap.
Like, how you see him on the internet, that nigga like that in person.
And that's right when I was down in Tallahassee, when they were going crazy. With the Take It to the House, all that shit, when he dropped
take
that
look. And them niggas get your money.
I remember how them niggas used to stamp the mixtapes. So the nigga dropped the mixtape and to make sure you wasn't bootlegging that shit, it'd be a nigga talking over that bitch. Slip and slide, niggas don't play. Nigga, what? Nigga, what? But it'd be over the verse. You'd be like, I'm trying to hear the song.
Yeah,
but
it was Bigger Rankin, a couple of them.
That might have been one.
Bigger Rankin was on.
Mixtape Plies went crazy, too.
Oh, man.
Plies was a
dude. Nigga came out
talking about Miss Pretty Pussy. I said, oh, this nigga.
Hey, I ain't even gonna lie. Nobody ran it
like that nigga.
Definition of goon.
Like, that nigga ran Florida.
Oh, yeah.
That album?
Hey, still up in here?
Yeah.
And we still got some of that back.
talk.
If we can.
So you said Fly ran Florida.
Man, my opinion, nobody ran it like him.
Man, that motherfucker had that bitch on fire.
I mean, you couldn't turn your head without, and the thing about it was like, a small ass nigga. And when he moved around, it was like him by himself type shit. He probably have a couple of little people with him, but that one little boy, that nigga ran it. Boy, I mean, ran it. Appreciate it, Wolf.
That good run.
Man, that nigga had a run. I fuck with that boy
Raw, too, till he left.
Till he left. Till he got off the... When he got
I
off,
thought, it, I thought Dean was going to pull one of those over. He was like, yeah, I might got to go to the bathroom. I was like, oh, he finna
don't do it like that, man. I still listen to the nigga.
I was like, he's gonna pull a rose.
I be listening to the nigga. Every time nigga say, huh? I be like, man, you went to the bathroom.
You don't listen to what I say?
Nah, so, I listen to him. I can't have it. Nigga music got home.
But you don't listen to him the same.
Nigga took the microphone and everything.
It ain't like I don't listen to him the same.
With the microphone on,
and
then
got
the
free.
The fuck I am.
D, he said Ross drove off with the microphone on.
Yeah.
Oh, Ross, you in there on my head.
Nigga fought me.
And he was like, excuse me.
He was like,
he drove off with the microphone and everything.
Man, nigga,
oh, you hell,
drove off with the microphone.
He was like, what the mic? They were like,
Oh, yeah.
He had. Ross, you here for that one, Cole.
No, I'm full OG,
you
though.
You here for that one.
I just know we ain't here, friend. You wouldn't do your friend like that.
You wouldn't do your friend
you
like
would tell
that.
Your friend, you gotta go, hey, you friend, back. I gotta slide. You don't just leave. You just limp.
No, that's crazy.
It would be
that's
bad.
Crazy.
Yeah, that nigga left.
That nigga left. Damn. But I still listen to a music because you a poet. Like I listen to him. But nigga cold.
Man,
cold.
Bro.
Yeah, I was listening to it before.
We ain't real. Well, I ain't gonna say we. I'm gonna say me. Like, Ross was like, I don't know, like, he was kind of like the one that we had to, I'm going to just speak for Tallahassee how I felt about it. Like, he was the one that we had to grow on type shit.
Mm.
Like, cause he was the one, we didn't really know his story, like his background, you know, shit mm-hmm. like that. But everybody else, like Trick, Plies, the JT Moneys and shit, you heard the street, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like my pops and my uncles and shit that ran the streets and shit, you heard, you know what I'm saying? Right. You heard them stories,
JT
but Ross.
Money went crazy.
JT Money went crazy.
Man, he was that dude.
JT Money went fucking
like,
insane.
Super crazy, but Ross was like the one that kind of like, man, who the fuck did, you know what I'm saying? Who the hell this nigga is? But he grew up, but like, we fought with Ross and Tyler, though. Like, we
damn,
fought with
that
Ross.
That motherfucking hustling came out. That motherfucking had it. They had that bitch on smash.
And the crazy thing is, Ross was like before that, he was on Slip and Slide
absolutely.
For like 7 years.
Yeah,
before he got his before he got it, you know, his real run. And he right. came from the funny thing is, what I learned on he Drake, now what his name? Tony Drake and him?
Yeah.
He had Suave them House. First. Yeah, Suave House. They,
oh,
he was
damn.
On them first before ooh. He came to Slip and Slide. Ross?
Ross was well.
On the Suave House with Tony Draper now.
8-Ball MJG.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's when that label was stupid turned.
Oh, damn.
See,
he
was rapping like that,
he had
dude.
Talent on lock.
What?
What the? Was he?
Shout out
to
OG. He was looking at me at one point in time, too.
You got the
cat feet,
baby.
Appreciate it.
What is that?
Hold on.
They drop my shit like
my
it's a good
right
band.
I don't need man. No, that
made me. Anybody made me drop
nah,
my damn
cord. These crab mics.
Like a good
yeah,
band.
These crab mics.
Like a good band. With your crab mics. You ain't give me no 100 mustard?
What? You ain't give me no 100 mustard?
Hey, don't worry about Jack Daniels. He don't care.
I know he got Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. Sponsored in part by Blue Magic Hair Grease. You ain't no real black person if you ain't never used Blue Magic Hair Grease at one point in your life. At least a day, Easter, Christmas, your birthday.
I should use lotion.
Yeah.
You tripping.
I think you keep me greasy. You bullshit.
I ain't gonna count. I can be using grease for lotion.
No, count. Come on.
Man. You got to.
Shining in a motherfucker.
Man, stick it in a bitch.
What?
You can't play outside with that.
What?
You can't put Vaseline on.
What the hell you gonna put that ass grease on?
For real.
You're about to
win. My elbow is ashes in a bitch.
Man.
Put that ass grease on.
For real.
Out in the world.
That's some of the best shit about being black. You remember that first grilled cheese sandwich you made? It wasn't shit.
Nothing.
It was not even grilled cheese. It was just baked bread with cheese, melted
cheese
on it.
Ooh, my sister tried to make
I ate them every blue moon. Like,
my sister
every
tried to
blue
make
moon.
Me a grilled cheese. That's a poor man meal.
I'm not. They good if you do them right.
I made one every. I put a little ham on that bitch.
Okay.
Ooh. It ain't grilled cheese no more.
That's grilled ham and cheese.
Yeah, that's grilled ham and cheese.
I put a little ham on that bitch. I mean, you be talking, boy. Yeah. Ooh.
A bread
no,
with grilled cheese.
No, I make one with real, like, some turkey meat, whatever the fuck, like.
Got a beef in that. Just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
You got to think about that's imagination. I'm gonna get you a bread, and we're gonna melt the cheese, and then we're gonna stop. Nigga.
That's it.
It's too thin, bro.
Nah.
Now you gotta imagine about the other food that you wish they had to eat.
You bullshit.
You bullshit.
Because it ain't just bread and cheese.
What
it ain't bread and cheese.
What is it?
Nigga, once that bread hit that butter, hit that pan, nigga, that's toast.
That man,
toast
please.
Different than bread, nigga.
It's thinner. That way, you don't suck all the juice out of
toast
them.
Got, toast got
texture.
No, Y'all just made the bread stiff. Y'all ain't toast that shit.
I ate it every blue moon with grilled cheese.
I fuck with grilled cheese right now today.
I can't do the grilled cheese.
What? I might make one when I get home.
I ain't ate one in years.
That's how high I am. I'm starting thinking about the future.
You telling me this all we got to eat?
This all we got.
I'm gonna turn into a drug dealer.
You gotta eat with something else.
See, I was the only child.
Nah,
I'm gonna turn into a drug
dealer. I had to defend for myself.
Joe, I'm gonna turn into a drug dealer.
The dudes in them at work, well, I'm in there, goddamn. We finna bubble up this damn bologna. We finna bubble up the cheese on this bread and make it make sense.
Absolutely.
I used to think that cereal was like, it was like.
A meal?
Yeah.
A meal.
That's man, my daughter look, boy, I say that's the most serious, my daughter the most serious
man
eating. I ain't never seen nobody eat more cereal than my daughter. I'd be scared, because I'd be like.
You got to stop her, gang.
Bro, I'd be like.
She
you might explode.
She
thinks shit off this cereal. Like, that's all she eat is
you
cereal.
Stop, when she go to the restaurant, she go ask for some cereal.
For some cereal, boy. She loves cereal. I'd be
no,
like,
they got a cereal bar here.
No, they got to stop it.
No, they got a bar where you can go and eat cereal.
I'm telling you.
I mean, she.
I'm coming back to that place.
Like,
what's it called,
like
New Face?
Hell, bro.
Nigga, my mom used to be the one.
The cereal bar.
She like, you ate?
I got to go back. I went one night. I had
she is same way.
Man, I had got me a box of Fruity Pebbles.
I ain't going to ask you again. I ain't going to ask
you
again.
You ate?
Yeah. She asked me the word right there.
Amen. No.
You better let me know. You better let me know. That one shade to let me know.
You ate?
No, you can go in there. It's a whole cereal bar. You can buy some cereal. They got some exotic shit that they don't even sell at the grocery store.
You better defend for yourself. You better defend.
Better make you grilled cheese.
You buy boxes like Bobby?
Oh, yeah.
Make a grilled cheese.
You better make a grilled cheese.
They got different
milk. For real. Buying the sausage with the crackers and the hot sauce. What? Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Yeah. We got cans on cans on cans. Look.
They used to have, I used to like the one.
Terrible
the
shit,
they used to have the spicy kind of spicy monster.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Now you get the real one. You got to watch out because the one got bones in it.
I seen those. Like, we used to get the one from Dollar Tree. Ooh. The bones used to kind of be broke down. They already up out of there. Mm-hmm. But the one from Walmart. No one, they still have the little bones and you got to fish them out of it.
I can't eat no shit like that.
I ain't even know I would eat fish.
What?
What you thought it was?
I'm trying to say, what you thought it was?
I don't know. It was just something to eat. I just know it smelled fish.
My partner, Skeeto. I never forget when my partner, Skeeto. My partner, Skeeto. He came through the crib with the little sardine. I'm like, nigga, what the hell do you mean? But these little fishes, that's all he kept saying. Like, boy, these little fishes be good, boy. I'm like, look, let me see. He's like, boy, put some hot sauce on that bitch with a cracker. Boy, what I'm like, that damn thing I ate. Boy, I'm like, ooh.
You hear it? That ass out of
cuisine. Wow.
I can do my BA eyes on it.
He said, I just knew what I mean.
Every time I ate it, it was just like,
and then sardine was no joke, but that's
the simplest recipe a nigga can get, bro.
Sardine, you gonna kill it every time.
My mama went on that stove. Don't kill.
Dude got to it.
Some of them made that stir around shit.
My sister tried
whatever
to
she can get there and put in the pot.
You not gonna act like mama ain't eat. I said, bitch, you didn't eat.
We both looking at each other like, who the fuck was fed, though?
We had to feed ourselves. I love my mom. I just knew, she put salt in everything. She used to put salt. I don't know. She thought salt was seasoning.
Bro,
like, I love the seasoning.
Dudes, when you see this, don't curse my ass out. My mama, she was like one of the ones. She taught herself how to cook. So in the high... I'm down there the experimental. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So,
you
ain't gonna lie, mom. The first couple years that I can remember, what was salt in there, little motherfucker? God damn, boy.
I love it.
Oh my God. I mean, salt. When we eat salt,
right.
I mean, we invented lemon pepper, boy. Right. I'm my mother. But nah, but dude, she right now. She right at the kitty. Yeah, right. She got that old folk touch now. You know what I'm saying? But the first couple of years, boy, And you couldn't say nothing in the first couple. You just had to deal with it. You just got to eat.
You got to eat it.
Eat it and shut your mouth.
You got to eat it. Shut your mouth. My mama old. Let her eat. You talking about, I'm not eating. I don't want it. I ain't.
You're a song. My mama made me feel bad not eating. You so ungrateful.
Like, you won't eat the rest of the week, nigga.
You will
never again.
Right. You will not eat the rest of that week, man.
When my mama told me I was ungrateful, bruh, that used to be the word that would always be like, I'm trying though, mom.
You know it's true.
Like, I'm trying. You ungrateful. I'm in here over the stove.
I told you what lights on. I saw you add more.
I just thought about something. You know how they used to always be like, it's children starving in Africa.
Yep.
I wonder if the parents in Africa was like, there are children in America that do not want their food.
Do you want their food?
They do not want
to
grow up
with
you,
dude, bro.
That nigga
dumb
hell,
bro.
Yeah,
in America, the children do not want to eat that food.
Growing up, though, I seen that. Bro, Africa, a rich-ass spot, bro.
Most definitely.
Like, they tried to make it seem
they
like
to
be,
there.
Bro.
They don't want to
like, bro, like, Africa ain't.
They are so fat. They are so fat. They do not want to eat food anymore.
Ooh, man.
Do you know in America children are starving on purpose to be like you?
Like you.
We gotta shut up, bro.
I'm about to be like you.
You think you're so special?
And you say you went to FAMU, right?
Yeah.
So you already, when?
Man, I went down there in 2000. That was a while ago, yeah.
Nah, I don't know, but nothing about
you
that.
You in college in 2000?
Hmm? Damn, how old you
in? I was in the second grade, buddy.
I'm out here.
You was in the second grade in 2000?
Yep.
Shit, I was down there around that too.
No, you're not.
No, wait, hold on.
You weren't even born.
No, I wasn't. I was born. I was five. I was like in kindergarten.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I was like in kindergarten. 2000, right?
Yeah, 2000. Mm-hmm. I like to say that.
Do you understand Clay did in 2000? Hold on, let me put something in perspective.
No, that's not.
If you.
Like the 80s, 70s. And
they
tried to put me back when I was five.
Damn.
You born in
the 80s, 70s.
Oh.
So when we was going up in girl houses in 2000, and they had a baby that was asleep, them babies is these niggas. They,
yeah,
Damn.
Hold on, run that shit back, nigga.
I damn sure put you in the room.
You say you was two in the second grade.
In 2000, I was in second grade.
Bro, in the 2000, we was going over bitches' houses fucking for real. My little nephew in there sleep. You was that little nephew.
Yeah, we that nephew.
I know you. You know me.
They used to walk us through the house when y'all was asleep. Y'all didn't know that?
Your auntie with the Fat Farm call.
Fam are different. Fam, you are different. That's a different league, though.
That's a whole different
it's
thing.
It's a different
man.
League out there. Like, Fam U is not Tallahassee. Fam U is right. Fam U. Like, it's like.
It's just in Tallahassee.
It's just in Tallahassee. Like, I can't even explain it. Like,
they, FSU the same way, though.
Man, we used to. No.
FSU is.
FSU, the us would be off limits.
Fam, you right in the middle of the hood.
Mamas and daddies and tell us, they be like,
don't go over there.
Don't go over there.
Yeah. Shout out to Tom Flight.
Don't fuck with them white folk. Leave them folk alone. They cool.
You ain't old enough to get in Tom Flight yet.
I ain't been through that yet.
You ain't old enough.
No,
they ain't gonna let you in.
He not gonna be in Tom Flight. You ain't old enough to get in there yet.
Somebody
got to
go to Tom Flight.
They ain't gonna let him in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Nigga, it'll be 30 to get up in there.
Y'all, what is it, King of Diamonds, all that shit up here?
King of Diamonds?
Wait, what's the...
Madison. Yeah,
Madison. We got
the
blueprint.
Man, it's a spot that's called KOD or some shit up
that
here.
That new.
Yeah.
King of Diamonds.
That new.
I'm right?
Yeah, but it's new.
Oh, so it's new. Okay, yeah. So...
Newer.
Whatever, Blue Flame, woo-woo. Top Flight is I. That's
Blue
I.
Flame.
Yeah, that's
No, it's not.
Man, yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It ain't nowhere near
Top Flight God is the old nigga.
No,
you gotta be old.
See,
to get
no,
in
no, you don't.
You gotta be 30 years old.
No,
to get
you
in
don't.
There.
See, it's 21 plus.
No,
they do 21 plus.
No,
see, they don't.
Not on the comedy
they
night.
They don't knock it down. I swear, it's
oh,
21.
They knock it down.
It's 21 plus.
Because it used
now.
To be like what? 30
it
and
be,
up.
It used to be no. It used to be. Yeah, they used to have 30 and up.
You better have awesome.
And you still, but you still got to be dressed down. That's the only way to get in. Then you got to have.
You better be good. Your hands in that bitch.
They know about the flight. Oh, they say, see the flight. They,
you coming in with
even
that
the drink.
Yeah.
You just need one of the ones.
But them drinks strong, they stronger than a bitch. Smell like liquor in there.
It's damn moonshine. It's damn moonshine.
This is where you see motherfuckers that's drunk. Like, you know when bitches get loose and just start, they can't stop moving and they lean in
for that's going down there.
That's a fancy sin. You
bitch, get out of my
face. Top flight legendary in the
Wasted.
City. Yeah. Legendary
top
in the city.
Top flight ain't never going nowhere, bro.
No.
It's still
no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still
it's
like,
right
it's
on
Fam
campus.
It's a little old, right? Yeah, right
yeah,
beside.
Right.
It's an old little
they walked to that
rink and dink.
With that
they foot the whole damn road. Cause the parking lot ain't but so damn big. It probably fit about 20 cars.
Damn, you literally
no,
right
in the middle of the hood, bro. In the middle of the hood. I remember nigga got robbed coming back from one of them little raggedy clubs.
Man,
right
fam
there.
In the middle of the trenches. It's right down the west side. But the thing about Tallahassee though, see like up here, I know like y'all got the zones, what it is, like zones. See like Tallahassee is like outside side and west side on one street. We ain't got no east side.
Yeah.
North side, one street, it's one little hood.
Right.
But it's like, it's down there. When shit going down, everybody know everybody. So it's like, when shit going, it get solved fast. You know, he dead or he going to jail or whatever. They don't beat his ass or what.
Right.
And it's just that, like, I tell people all the time, if you mad as hell at your bitch, you get from one side of town, the north side, to the south side in 5 minutes.
Dang.
Literally, oh no, it's a one-way street.
Dang.
Literally. One-way street, 5 minutes, you'll get from north side to the south side.
Yep.
It's one road that's separated,
so
which is Tennessee
y'all got
Street.
A small town.
Small ass city.
Yeah. But be cracking when the college is there because the school's so big and then like the whole
every 4 months, we get a new crowd.
And then it's a whole
new
crowd of bitches.
People. Every 4 months.
Bitches? Yeah.
So vulgar.
Bitches is...
And them hoes.
Dude, bitches too.
If you
there's a bunch of bitches coming in.
Let me tell you how we view it. If you a nigga that's out of state or you a nigga that's out of town, like if you were in Florida but you out of town, and your bitch say, I'm going to FAMU, that nigga crying.
Chalk up.
He crying, right? He already know his bitch lost.
She gone.
It's a wrap.
She gonna be around the floor.
She gonna come down
it's
a wrap. And she gonna get fined.
You might survive at at FSU, but where?
Fam make girls get it like, so it's on the hill.
You don't buy that shit,
so
boy.
It's
you
on
don't
hill.
Buy that
so all the
friends,
all the parking
it,
and shit is this. So girl come down there, they might be whatever. By the time that next semester hit, she done had to walk this hill.
What?
The ass sitting fatter.
Yeah.
The legs looking nice. She done got her some little heels now. She put the shit on and now they bad. And you like, oh, okay. Like, it just improve a bitch.
How many students fam you got?
I don't know, but it's a
somebody
fleet.
Somebody got to Google.
Growing up,
a
fam was like Vegas. Like for real, for
it's,
real. Like,
Paddyfoot used to be the
you say we
come
going
on,
to FAMU today. Like, Paddy, you know you're going to get into something.
Homecoming.
Well,
and when I say bitches, I don't mean bitches. Proverbial.
What's the proverbial bitch?
Yeah.
Boy, them younger dad.
All you got to do is just chill.
You can do this. It's still grabbing. Boy, you can be like this out there the whole time. You gonna leave with something that fam, boy. Fam.
Homecoming,
boy.
Man, you
can
just walk around
boy.
And get food off the grill. Somebody, all the uncles be out there grilling. come get you some of this.
And they got they
not for sale.
Team,
they just looking out. They got enough for every goddamn black.
Because it was a whole period when niggas was trying to have all like
well, maybe
shit.
Me.
But now they be trying to be fam-ed out.
It is family
orange
down.
And orange and green.
Family down.
Got
the
mascot head up under his arm. I'm going to give that nigga his shit.
And that's like, shit get off too, but that shit be more. You go hang out with them, like, you ain't come home for a couple of days. You finna be drunk than a fucking... Boy, you finna be drunk.
Yeah. And you got to go kick it with them when they win.
I've been to so many.
That's the best damn time.
When they win, oh, the city up for about 3-4 days.
When y'all do what?
So it did.
They still be
ain't
up.
Everybody mad right now.
They trading, but they... It's a deal.
You feel it in the store. You feel it in the city when they don't lose. When FSU don't lose, you feel it in the city, boy. I mean, everybody be down, boy. The club be...
Yeah. You be like...
I'm gonna get that right about a week later. Everywhere with you feel it when FSU lose. Boy, you feel it in the city, boy. There's shit going on, boy.
That shit real.
Nigga be sad because the team lost.
FSU, they take that shit to the heart, boy.
I wish we would get mad at Clark Atlanta for losing.
Really, you know, real good team in the North End, but then you got, well, like I said, the city divided too because you got the Gators, you got a lot of Gator fans too.
Right.
And boy, they go when the now that's one thing though. When it's a home game with FSU and Gators.
Oh yeah.
Boy.
What about
it's
Miami?
Real.
That's Miami.
Hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's another big rivalry. Yeah, when it's a home game with Miami and FSU, well, you feel the tension in the city.
Where you
be beefing with your own pot? Don't fuck with me today, nigga. Don't talk to me today at fucking all. Right. When you going for Miami, right. I'm going for every. Don't talk to me today. We ops for the whole goddamn day. It go down the whole day.
Yeah. That's it.
Don't let us
like
win.
We
talking about the club.
If we let the Falcons fuck up our day, we gonna be some miserable.
And they done fucked up our day.
We gonna be mad.
14 weeks.
14 weeks. Falcons fuck up our day.
I had to leave him alone because
this nigga right here a real that hard fan, bro.
Listen, bro, they'll be understanding.
This nigga,
but they think I'm a hater.
When they make trades, this nigga be sitting there like.
But see, that
you
was
do
the
that with the Hawks too.
I'm doing with the Hawks. I'm there. But the Falcons, but the thing, Hulk, I just don't like the Falcons. No,
best,
y'all make stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, man.
You know, when they got a nigga off the injury list, gave him 186 niggas.
Let them folks run their shit.
Nah, they be asking them for the money to pay these niggas.
Ooh. Well, they sound like the church.
The venue, it ain't like...
Somebody
it ain't like
them for money.
The game be free. The game ain't free. We paying for them seats, which means we paying them goddamn
people. You paying to watch this shit.
Hell yeah. And I don't want to pay this siren thing.
You can't say that. You've been partnered with them all year now.
No. I know.
You talking about partnered with them all year?
No. That's what happened. He partnered with them all year, and then they trade his nigga.
No. Y'all got confused. Y'all talking about the Hawks. I'm talking about the Falcons.
Oh, okay. But hold on.
The Hawks?
You saw your boy? You saw your boy, Patty Mills? Hooping for overseas?
He going crazy.
Yeah, he's hooping for
all
Australia.
I'm saying with the Hawks is they made dumb trade decisions. They be making stupid. Yeah, they gave up all our best players, bro. And we got a couple players. Bro, we got Seth London. Y'all know who that is?
That's a player?
Seth Rogen.
We got Seth London.
London?
Yeah, Seth London.
No, I ain't never
we got rid of DeJounte Murray and got Seth London. The fuck is that?
Seth London gonna see this shit and be like, oh, you don't fuck with me, huh?
Nah, I fuck with yourself.
Talking about Seth London.
I fuck with yourself. I be seeing you.
Hey, what they saying when that boy got the with the Knicks drafted?
We just got rid of. We
who
got
the
rid
hell is Dingus?
Who the hell?
Dingus Dingus.
Come on, man. Nah, fuck with Seth. That my nigga. I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
We got rid of DeJounte Murray and got Seth London.
Seth London.
Seth London.
Okay, so I got a question for y'all.
Where I'm just trying to build momentum.
Where and this on the music scene.
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Because I be always hearing that Atlanta be like, and when I do come up here, it feel like that, but I ain't up here enough to really know. They be like, Atlanta, like, buddy-buddy type shit. Like, you know, you get what I'm talking about? Like, they be like,
friendly.
Stick together.
No.
Da-da-da-da-da, woot-woot. So...
Somewhat.
When an artist do emerge, what's the... Because down in Florida, it's like, we just got to tap in with the DJs. Like, that's our main, you know what I'm saying, outlet type shit. Once you get the DJs, you're gone.
It's still kind of
It's
like
still
that.
The same shit. It depends on how you want to play it. Do you want to be the nigga that, like,
acting like you need to be around these niggas. Like, it real ego-driven around them motherfuckers. Like, a nigga
oh,
be...
for real?
A nigga assume he doing more than you, not knowing, like, hey, gang.
Chill that shit out.
Not chill that shit out. Is you do the flashy shit. I save.
But I'm really getting it on my end. Oh, that Chris was an image thing.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, see, yeah. Who got the bigger chain?
So that's how Florida's on, kind of. And I ain't even gonna count. Y'all heard of Bobby Fishkill yet?
Mm-mm.
Y'all gotta heard of Bobby, man. Bobby the one that brought, like, what you just said.
Right.
Like, in Florida, it was mostly, like, what your resume is.
Right.
What you done. You know, gotta know you be around, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. But when Bobby came, which it was like probably about 2 years ago, Bobby kind of brought back that flashy shit. Like, nigga, we pop out, it's deep.
Right.
We, it's 10 of us that,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like, man, I don't get, like, on some real shit, they could have booked us for 5,000, but we throwing 50 in this bitch. Like, we coming like that. Like,
right.
I feel like that's where Florida at right now. It's right. Like on that, and it never been like that until he came about, but I feel like the artists that's coming in now, shout out to Bobby, that my nigga, like, but they don't give him his credit for that, you know what I'm saying? But it's like,
he started that shit.
That was my reason in the accent, like, is it the same thing up here? But you just said it was like, who got the biggest, who doing the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for a long time, it wasn't like that in Florida. It was like one of them things where, like, when your Kodak was coming in, where y'all was like, but that nigga lyrical. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It was like, okay, he can make
he
good
talking that
music,
shit.
But,
yeah.
But he taught that shit in a different way.
Fact.
That's what nigga got a nigga on. But
right.
When Bobby came, man, that rap shit went out of the way. It was like, boy, who popping that
right,
shit?
Right.
So it's
right.
Like, it's crazy that, like, even though we connected in some way, like, I tell people, like, the south part of Florida, they the south, you feel what I'm saying? But I feel like the north end and Georgia, we connected in some way. You
right.
Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That country mentality,
yeah.
that even downtown, like I say, if you go to Tallahassee, you go to Duval or in between cities and shit like that, the way y'all dress up here, we dress in that brand. But once you go past Orlando, you'll start seeing that, like, but these niggas country, that's when you start seeing, like, you know, all these crazy-ass colors and all that shit. There. But it's like, the same way that you just said it, that's how it is in the North End of Florida. It's like niggas with the image. The niggas
they
that ego-driven. You know,
they more
yeah,
so like,
ego-driven.
I got the bigger chain. I got this, I got that. And nigga be like, bro, gang, you really doing that to go get another check? Like, you doing that to get a check.
Yeah.
You going at the seat. Another right. Check versus a nigga who hustling like, I'm going to get a check.
Going to get a check.
Like, every day, we figuring out how we could come up with a check.
Not that
you
real.
Trying to use that to make somebody else give you a check. Like, look at my chain. Yeah, I'm finna finesse you out of $30,000.
And make it make sense.
They're like, nigga, you're not working.
And that's how we think around my way. Like, it's like one of them things, like, we going put the money into the image, where the investment into the image
right.
Is like, bro, the shit got to make sense on the back end part.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
So if a nigga see you with that big ass chain and then don't want to, they like, all right, well, you already got the money.
You already got the money. You feel me? You already got
you
the money.
You ain't
spend nothing with right.
You.
You
straight.
For real.
You doing right. It. Now
that,
you like,
and
that
that's
shit
how it is.
I gotta go sell the chain.
And I feel like a lot of people, they jump started. Like, You know that old
kid.
Saying, like, you jump the gun.
Right.
And it's like, you have been on jump the gun, nigga come out like that, and they be like, the promoters don't want to spend no money. Like, with them boy, they be like, damn, nigga, I'm looking like the big dog.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Y'all niggas ain't trying to book a nigga. But
right.
That's when it come back to what we were just talking about at the beginning of this, like, you ain't got no resume behind you.
Right.
Like, you got this one, and that's the thing, like, Florida funny. Like, you can have one song, but that one song could probably ride for probably about only 2 weeks.
Right.
Damn, they on to the next.
Like, right. And they on, because is that, like I said, from a local point of view, but we got somebody coming every day. But to the mass, it's every blue moon. But like I said in Earth, you can live in
right.
Florida. You can run, man, you can run. You can pump out a song, long that bitch cash
right.
In is
right.
Going,
and
people
fucking,
but you can just live in Florida. You ain't never got to cross over into Georgia.
Right.
You can just live in Florida. So it's like,
What are the people looking for in Florida? It's just,
man, right now, like the climate right now, it's like what I was saying, like what Bobby brought to the game. who popping it the hardest. Mm-hmm. Like I say, like these promoters now, they ain't booking a nigga
because they fuck with you.
They fuck with you, or in certain cases, like I done been in certain places where the artist that they book, that's the hottest song on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Or that's the hottest song on Instagram or whatever what on that platform.
Right.
And Florida is like what I just said, like, bro, we book you for 10,000. These type of niggas, they coming out throwing 20. Like, we blowing what the fuck y'all done gave right. by.
Like you said, it's your own little city.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, the whole climate done changed in Florida. Like I say, like, and a lot of people, like, and I'm sure like it's anywhere else, but it's like, people get the false misconception, like, boy, all y'all popping down there, but it's only certain few of us getting shows, like, right. and really making some money from it. Cause for the
well, you're
part,
fucking the money up, apparently.
No, on some real shit. Like, right. that's the climate down there. It's like, if I could book this one nigga and he bring 40, 50 niggas with his ass, I don't give a fuck if the 50 niggas, they spend $100 a piece. That five bands I just made, right. and I only paid them five racks.
And I made my money back.
Right.
In Cosmo. Right. You feel what I'm saying? So that's the climate. And then that PPP shit fucked up a lot of shit in Florida.
Ooh, the PPP motherfucker.
What? Man, a lot of the promoters locked up right now. Yeah. So it's like, nah. It's like, it's a new circle. You know what I'm saying? A new circle coming. The young niggas. The young promoters coming in and it's like, bro, I'm just getting my feet wet, bro. I ain't trying to spend 15, 20,000. You know what I'm saying?
I got your thighs.
For you to come out, you feel what I mean? I got 2,500 for your ass in a session and some local.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Make sense. You feel me? So it's like, that's kind of like the climate right now in Florida right now, man. It's all over the place, but you get in with the right person, they'll put you on the right route through there.
God damn, man. Nigga down there working like a motherfucker, man.
That's for real. That shit, though. Shit. Like I said, man, that shit.
Quit throwing all that goddamn money and book your own show and get 100%.
And that's where it's at. That's where a lot of people starting to run into. Like, they be like, man, I got my own little family. I'm finna start booking out my own goddamn shit. Like, extra middleman out. I'm finna get in with the club. Who own the club? You know what I'm saying? Woo the woo. A couple of hundred people come out.
Hire a promoter just to promote the motherfucker.
For real. Let me give you.
Right. You can just manage
$300 or $400 just to promote this motherfucker. Okay, cool. Da 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 da. And I make all the back end.
Thanks. Hey. We can't wait to hear some more of your good shit, buddy.
Hey, man, this your first time stopping. Yeah, don't let it be the last.
Oh, come on,
absolutely, man. Man.
Let them know where they can find all the music and catch up at, bro.
Y'all can find me everywhere at The Real Tight, DareAltyte, or just simply search Tight, TYTE, on all platforms. You're going to find me for sure.
Well, there you have it, folks. And always remember, don't ever scratch your dick with your feet. 85 South Show, Tight, we out of here.
Wait, that's the highlight of the night, son. Of course, man. Boy, you scratched your dick with your feet.
That's how you got the shit.
And what's up, man? Carlos Miller. Look, you know the 85 South Show is back on tour with the Big Business Tour. This year, we're hitting the road and we're bringing comedy, culture, and chaos to cities all across the country. And we want you to be a part of it. We're looking for partners in every city, whether you're a local business or a national brand. This is your chance to get in on the action. Don't miss the opportunity to sponsor a show and connect with our incredible audience. If you're interested, just hit the email on the screen and let's make big business happen together. The 85 South Show Big Business Tour is coming to a city near you.